Have you checked out our You, Me, We program? Did I say our program? I should say your program. Hundreds of stores have found it to be the perfect...
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
There is one call ahead of you.
RDI, this is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin. This is Michael calling from Miner's Den Jewelers. I had a note to give and a call back, so whenever she frees up, I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, she's going to pick up my line right now, all right?
Cool, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Michael.
Michael?
Hey, Ann.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely. Can I ask a favor?
Sure. What's going on?
The 528 Princess ring. Ooh.
Come on. Do you think you can sell it?
I do.
That's awesome.
Would you mind returning?
Absolutely. I will get it boxed up and shipped out today.
I appreciate you so much.
I'll figure that one out real quick.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about, like, who's buying it? Because I'm just always interested in, like,
oh my God,
big market. Is it a, like, a one-off or a store that's consistently selling big diamonds like this?
Let's pull it up. I'm going to pull up the account. Please hold. No, I don't want that. Products. I'm supposed to get return. That's not it. Oh, it's under jewelry. I'm like, wait a second. What? Why does it say sold? It's not sold either. Hold on a second. Hold the phone.
Yeah, no rush, no rush.
So it's a store in Missouri who does quite a bit of business with us.
Yeah.
Similar, honestly, similar to your store. Very similar. I mean, they're in the Ozarks.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're in the Ozarks, but still, I think a similar store. They don't
like
do...
A lot of big diamonds, or are they all 1-2 carats, and then all of a sudden they're selling like a 4 or 5?
Yes. I would say their bread and butter is under 2 carat.
All right.
Under 2 carat is their bread and butter, but occasionally they pop, I would say probably twice a year outside the holiday, they pop a big one, anywhere from 3 to 5 carat.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. I'm just always curious.
Yeah, of course. I don't mind telling you.
It is somewhere in New York or something that, you know, they only sell giant natural diamonds. Oh, okay.
That's my jeweler in Texas. Now, I have a jeweler in Texas who's just a disgust. She's, lovely woman. Lovely woman.
Unbelievable diamonds. Huh?
She has one customer who financially backed her, so they're not owners, but they're friends. So I've met the actual customer before. She's probably bought $1.5 million just for me. And, like, she won't get them anywhere else but from me. Like, now it's like, you need to call Ann. I want this. Like, right now I'm looking for a 12 carat for it.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's wild.
Are there, like, HIPAA laws or anything with, like, you telling me the name of that store in Texas?
There's no HIPAA law. It's called Duncan's. You're cute.
I know. I want to look them up and just see, like,
yeah,
what they sell. Is it D-U-N?
D-U-N-C, no, C-A-N, in the Ozarks.
Duncan's in, oh, no, the one that you said is a store that sells ginormous diamonds.
Oh, Shannon's. Shannon's Jewelers,
yeah.
Yes. Spring, Texas. And let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, and I love them to death. They're good people. She's actually from Buffalo. That's owner. She puts an insane markup on, and I don't know how
really?
She does it. It's wild.
Really? Shannon Jewelers?
Yeah.
Looking at it, it's in the same, like, strip as, like, TJ Maxx, Party City.
No.
And... Wait, this is Harris County.
Yeah.
Shannon Jewelers?
Shannon Jewelers.
In Spring, Texas.
Spring, Texas. There's two. One's in the Woodlands and one's in Spring. Same name. They got into, they split and they got, like, they're getting sued for the name or something. The other one.
Huh.
Hold on.
She's in one of like a strip mall.
She's in a strip, but it's like five. She's like next to a shake thing. So this is like this one. That's not. It's not Shannon Fine Jewelry. It's Shannon Jewelers. No, that's the one in Harris, Texas or Harris County. But she's not next to a TJ Maxx. Behind her is a mall. Maybe that's why.
Huh.
Yeah, I just Googled it. And it's blue. It says Shannon Jewelers. And it's got, on the Google picture, her and her husband cutting the red ribbon.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I see it. Oh, this looks way nicer. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one, when I clicked on it, showed, like, something very different.
Yeah.
It's an old picture. Like, next to a Jamba Juice.
Yeah. This one, I think they are next one. Let me tell you, their website is horrible. I got to actually talk to her about that because it's not great at all. Oh, my God, Debbie. Oh, no, I don't love it. But they're actually next to a FedEx. I think they are next to something like a Jamba Juice. It's like a little strip, and then behind them is a mall. But let me tell you, again, it's Texas, so you really can't compare, right? And that's one customer. But they're, I mean, listen, I have another one in Texas who does probably $7 million, and
really?
they don't do big diamonds. Once in a while, they pop. Once in a while. I'd say twice a year they pop.
Just with RDI?
No. In overall revenue.
Store. Okay. Yeah.
I wish. We're getting there, though.
I was like, wow.
No, the store. They're probably a $7 million store.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I just like to see, like, what other people are doing. Like, what are they doing right and what are we
doing?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Listen, one of the things that... Yeah, 100%. One of the things that, you know, my Dunkin's does is they have programs, so they're in select. Did you get your cases, by the way?
Yes, I got, like, the, how do you describe them, like...
Diamonds?
Square, yeah, the diamond with the, like, clear top, and, yeah.
Wait, did you get the square one or the diamond-shaped one?
Ours are square.
Okay. There's two. There's diamond, but they were redoing them. The GIA ones you got, or?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the select ones, we have to still order more, but that's fine. They're going to be very similar.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving a bunch of stuff right now. So we have, like, some things in those, but we're, like, realigning some cases and moving some stuff around. And,
okay.
And moving some higher-end stuff into different spots.
Perfect.
That's part of the plan. We got our wedding week next week.
Okay, good.
This would actually be a good time to, like, send you a couple things back as well, maybe next week. The 19th through the 29th is our wedding week. And with that, it's like a tiered discount event, and we're bringing in some extra, like, wedding bands and whatnot. It'd be a cool time to get some bigger diamonds in there because we're going to have, hopefully, a lot of bridal shoppers. So do you think we could look to refresh or restock some of the, like, bigger, showier either diamonds or pieces just for the 2 weeks that we're holding this event?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
We can definitely
do
that.
Check that out, then. That way we'll have a whole bunch of people in here. It's normally nuts, and it's usually a lot of wedding bands, but a lot of engagement, too, because on engagement rings there's a discount, too, on the
right.
So good time to do it.
Done and done.
Sweet. All right. Well, I'm going to go and get this one packaged up. I'll grab the ring and
Perfect.
Box that up. I'll send you a picture at some point of the label, and we'll get that out next day so you can have it tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ann.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, before you go, real quick, I'm not here the rest of this weekend, but like, big start to football going on. What happened with the Buffalo Stadium? I hear
you know what? Stop talking to Tom. Stop talking to Tom. talking shit. Listen, we're fine, okay? Don't worry. We're fine. I don't know. I actually didn't renew my – I was pissed about the new stadium. It was annoying me. I didn't renew my season tickets because I was pissed.
Really?
I didn't. Yeah, I
didn't renew her season tickets because she was so upset with the new stadium.
I was. I thought it was bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I was really, really – and then now I'm regretting it because I want to go to the games, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find your way to one or two.
I will. I'm not worried about it. But, yeah, I hear it's a mess. And I told Tom we got those ugly-ass Detroit Lion color uniforms now. Don't you worry, guys. Second week, it's home. First home game. You'll all be getting really nice Buffalo Bills shirts, so don't you worry.
Ooh.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
I expect pictures in the store. When we win, I expect pictures of everyone.
Yes.
No, I said it right. When we win, all of you wearing your Bills shirts in the store and posting on social media.
September 17th. Can't come soon enough.
That's it, baby. I know. I can't wait.
Yep. Well, at least you guys have a team right now. We're, like, missing our whole defensive backfield.
I
center.
Heard.
Bunch of hurt players already, and it's not even through.
I hate preseason, actually.
Yeah.
It's not good.
We'll see. Haven't even played a game, and, like, our team's hurt. So.
I know. Good luck, friend.
All right. See you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.